This is Brad Christian, and I'm interviewing Bernice Smith, born 9/23/1918, and this is on the churches in the area that owned 1920s, 30s, and 40s. And to start off, what was a Sunday at church like?
Well, we always went to Sunday school. We didn't stay for church because we had to walk. My folks didn't have a car. Not too many people did. And it was in St. Charles. We went to a little Baptist church at that time. And we walked. And Sunday school classes were really interesting. They got me interested in the Lord Jesus and his life and what, well, just the general run of studying about the Jesus Christ. And other than that, they were just about like they are now. They had, so I was a little girl then, so we didn't have any study books. We just had pictures and the teachers told us stories, sang little choruses, but I don't remember any of them. So back there when I was a little girl, that's what all we did in that church.
What time was that? When did that start?
Well, let's see, it was about 9, probably about 6 or 7 at that time.
Let's see. What was this church called? Or?
It was just a little Baptist church. I don't know what denomination, what group it was in. Maybe even it might even have been just a little independent Baptist church, I'm not sure.
Okay. There was revivals in Tennessee down that time. Did that affect the churches up in Michigan?
Yeah, we used to have evangelistic services. I don't remember them in St. Charles, but when we went to Brandt, then I was about 10. We started going out there. And they used to have special meetings. And then we had sort of, I don't remember any of the Ben's names that came there, but it was, they were good speakers and Bible teachers, so we would go when we could. We had to depend on my aunt and uncle to take us there, so my folks still didn't have a car then either. And some of the churches, probably Pentecostal churches, they would have real lively evangelistic services, but they were really quite quiet. And that was a Methodist church in Brandt, so it was a little bit different than the others. But we used to have what they called tent meetings in the summertime. We put up these big tents and had the speakers come, and they could get more people. The churches were usually quite small, and they could get more people, and sometimes bugs would get sort of thick. While we were just sitting there. So we did hear the gospel expounded, and sometimes there'd be people that would answer the altar call and go forward to be saved. So.
Let's see. How many times did your family or you usually went whenever you could?
Well,
to the church?
When we went to Brandt, my aunt lived probably about a quarter of a mile from us. We usually would go walk up there and go with them. And if we wanted to, we'd go every Sunday because my aunt was a regular attendant of the church. My uncle wasn't, but she was. And we didn't go every Sunday, but we went often. I guess I'll just have to leave it like that. Not as often as I would have liked to have gone, but.
Were there any meetings where all the churches got together?
Well, see, the Brandt Church was on a... There were two churches that were pastored by the same pastor. It was Brandt and Nelson. And they would have meetings together because of the one pastor. But as far as getting together like they do now, we did not at that time.
Not with any other religions or... denominations?
Well, no. I don't, well, it was open to the public, so anybody could come.
Okay. What was communion like, or what was it taken care of?
Well, just about like it is here. They passed the cup and the bread. We sat in the pews until we got to Oakley. And then we went up and knelt at the altar, took communion there.
So. Have there been any big changes in the church from then till now?
I think so. There's more activities for the youth people, young people now, than what there was back there. I was talking with Mrs. Bush this afternoon after you called and said you'd be here. And because I told you the other night that we didn't have young people's parties or release time classes or anything like that. And we didn't have in those churches, even in the Methodist Church in Oakley, we didn't have anything like that. We didn't start that until we started our own little church in Oakley. And that was probably about 20s before we started even having Bible schools in the summertime. And we would either have our own, or we had two ladies come out from the east that were similar to the RBM ministries, but they were called a different name. And they came out two or three times. But we usually had our own until Bob Beery started coming over there to the Oakley Bible Protestant Church. Then he came most of the time, I think, if I remember correctly.
When you were younger, did you have any close friends in church? And like, what would you do?
Not really, because we weren't that close to anybody that would go there. We were in a partial Roman Catholic in Brand, and Oakley is a largely Roman Catholic. Anyway, there's a lot of Roman Catholic people there. And so I didn't have too many close friends in the church, in either church. In fact, when we started the Bible Protestant Church in Oakley, I was older than most of them that went there, and so the youth group was smaller. And we didn't have anything. We had parties there, but so the younger group had their parties, and at that time we had the other two churches, so we would go back and forth with them, the young people, and have our district rallies. Well, there were four churches, so we had them four times a year, where the churches got together, spent the day at dinner.
Let's see. What do you remember about visitors to the church, or whenever they came?
What do you mean, like just the average
visitors and speakers?
Well, we would have speakers, and they would be of other Protestant denomination, but they were all the Protestant group, so. We would have speakers come in, other than our evangelistic meetings. We would have sometimes Mr. Merton would have a speaker come in occasionally, or a young person that was going into the ministry. We'd have them come once in a while so they'd get familiar with speaking and preaching in front of strangers.
Who was the first minister that you remember back then?
I don't remember this name. Oh. I don't remember the minister at all in St. Charles. I don't even remember what he looked like or anything. And we had one in Grant. I don't know what his name was. And then Mr. Merton came in there the rest of the time that I was up there. And then,
what time was that? What dates?
When he came?
Yeah.
See, his daughter, their daughters were young. We left there shortly after I graduated. I was 18. 17 when I graduated, so 18, 30, in the middle, mid-30s.
Mid-30s, okay. Did you hear about any of the people like Amy Semple McPherson and Father Coughlin, Billy Sunday?
Well, we heard about Billy Sunday and Amy,
Semple McPherson.
McPherson?
Yeah.
We heard about them and Moody from Moody Bible College, how he founded the church there. And we had, I think his name was Mr. Zoller, I'm not sure about that either. But he left Michigan and went down to Iowa. So we girls, on one of our vacations, went down there and went to his church. Big church, first time I'd ever been in a big church. And Judson Taylor and Brainerd, I don't remember what his first name was. But we knew about these people. But they didn't have any close contact with them or anything.
Yeah. When did you hear about them around here? What was the main things about McPherson?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't remember what we heard, but just her name was mentioned occasionally. And what was the other one you mentioned?
Billy Sunday.
Billy Sunday, of course, we heard about his work, how effectual it was, effective it was, and how people were being saved under his ministry. And same way with Mr. Moody, how he happened to start the college down there. We heard those things, but we didn't have any close contact with them, you know, not anything personal.
What were some of your best memories of the things that you did back then in the church? Or
our best what?
Memories of what you did in the church. Or
oh. Well, in St. Charles of Brant, just growing up, I don't remember anything special, but when I came to Oakley, I started teaching a class. And then in the Oakley church, when I was about in my mid-30s, I started teaching the toddlers, preschoolers, and I had that. I taught them until our church closed about 5 years ago. I'm not sure. Time doesn't mean much to me. And I would be our delegate out to conference when we had the Bible Protestant Church there out east. So I was quite active in that church. And it was all good times. I really was interested in it. So.
Did you have any socials at that time, or socials that you went to?
Well, I remember when we went to Brant, they used to have the box socials. The women and the girls would take a box of food, and then the men would raffle off, because they used to raise their money to handle their finances that way. And I remember going one time, and I was really disgusted with my uncle. This was my husband and the wife that we used to go out there with. And my sister and I went, and we each fixed a box up. And I was always rather shy, so I thought, well, who's going to buy my box? And my uncle bought both boxes, which made me a little bit disappointed. He knew what our boxes looked like, so he bought both of them so we wouldn't have to eat with anybody strange. But that was all right in a way, but I sort of was disgusted a little bit. I guess he thought he had to, because there were always more women and girls than there were boys and men in churches at that time. I guess they thought they could get along without going to church.
Do you remember, was there much differences in the beliefs at that time?
No, the fundamental churches back there, they believed the whole Bible, that was God's word, all of it, and that's what they preached. And that's where souls were saved, because of preaching or of the word. Some of the churches weren't that strong. And then after a while, modernism and liberalism crept in, and then a lot of the churches just went into that group. And our churches, the ones I was going to, I don't remember the Baptist Church in St. Charles too much, but the others were fairly, the ministers were fairly good about preaching the word.
What do you remember the music being like, the hymns, instruments, special music?
We didn't have too much of that in the first two churches I went to. No, if we had a pianist, we were doing good most of the time, because they were small churches. In Oakley, there was an older couple that went there, and they were against a lot of things that the young people would suggest. Because they were probably the founders of that church there in Oakley. Everybody let them have their own way. They were still going there when we left and started a Bible Protestant church. Supposedly at one time had quite a good sized group of young people going there. But as they got older, they left. When we left that church, the membership was down quite a bit. It went back up, but it was a modernist church where they had social gatherings instead of preaching the word.
I remember as being some problems in the church.
Seemed like there was always a financial problem. And once in a while somebody would come to the church that would have a radical idea that would try to get started, but most of the time they were held back, and so they would leave after a while when they couldn't get their way, and so they'd come with some really odd ideas about what they felt and what the preacher should be doing and different things of that sort.
What kind of ideas? What kind of ideas?
Well, they'd just be the way we had communion, or the songs we sang, or they would try to come up with some. One man do. He came over to Oakley. Came for a little while. He was of the group that thought that his group was the only one that's going to go to heaven. He wanted us to change our ideas to view him, his. He was just a young man. Thought he could change the world, I guess. Change the Bible. But after he left the church, I think he just found out he couldn't do all those things. But other than that, most of the time it was the church and where the people in the church had got all real good together.
Thank you, Angel. No, you're not putting me to sleep, though.
The other night I told you that we didn't have any camps to go to. Well, we didn't, but when I talked with Mrs. Bush this afternoon, she said that the church out in Maranatha had been started when her children were small, so that would have been probably about 40 some years ago. And then I asked about Camp Barrakel, because I just remembered the one up north. And she said this Johnny Johnson started it out near Muskegon, and that was about the same time her daughter was a small child. Well, I shouldn't say small child. I don't think she was a teenager. And he started out having these camps in the CCC buildings. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Just before the Second World War, President Roosevelt, that's CCC stand for. Anyway, all the young men went joined this. My cousin was in it for a while, one of my cousins. And they went out and they did things. They planted trees, and they had their camps where they stayed right there in the camps. And some of the boys had to go quite a ways from home, so they just stayed there. And so after the war, these buildings were closed, so Johnny Johnson went out and started this camp. We'd have these meetings out there, in Muskegon, and then they started the building up north. I thought that was quite interesting because I didn't know that. See, we just never heard about those things. And child evangelism, she said, was going on then too, but I didn't know that about the same time. And she remembers her children when they were small, or maybe when she was first married. I forgot now what she said. Anyway, this woman had child evangelism classes. And so, see, I never heard about those until we came to Eau Claire Heavens. I was in my 30s then. I even know there was such a thing as what's going on.
But I guess to wrap it up, that you went to three churches. It was the one in
I went to three growing when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Then we started the Bible Apostle Church in Eau Claire. That's where I ended up.
That was one in Brandt, St. Charles.
St. Charles, Brandt, and the Methodist Church, and then the kind of Protestant Church, then the Baptist Church. Well, I'm still a member of the Church of Genesee, but...
This is the time during Prohibition. How did this affect the church, or in any way?
Well, I was still little when that was going on. I know my sister, my oldest sister, was going with the young fellow, and she said he would have a little flask on him once in a while, but it wasn't anything too serious. She wouldn't have gone with him. She didn't go with him very long. But I don't think it affected the churches any.
Did the pastor speak on it? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. They spoke up against drinking and the evils of the day, which weren't half as bad as some of them now. I think the world has stepped in. And young people have a variety of things to do that some are good, some are bad. Well, back there, we did the bad. We got told about it. Christian parents do that yet. You know, they try to get their children. But there's such a large variety of things that lures the young people today, a lot more than what we had back there. 16-year-olds are driving cars, and sometimes they have their liquor, and it's hard for young people, I think, to get adjusted to all those things and really take a fair stand for the Lord. But as far as affecting the church, I don't think there's anything like that.
What did you say with the, what was just regular church going like, you know, the regular schedule of, like, the Sunday school, go to church, or...
Well, whatever church I went to, they had Sunday school first. Well, when I came to Eau Claire, when the pastors there had to, in the Methodist church, they had three churches to go to. So they had to have Sunday school first in one church, and they would go, pastor would go where they had church first, then he'd come where they had church after Sunday school. Then he'd have church in the third church in the afternoon or in the evening. So usually we only had the one service to go to, the circuit like that. But usually they had, in any church I went to, I think they had a Sunday school first in the church.
So there was a circuit pastor that made dinners wrong every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Didn't think they had.
You didn't ever hear that?
Oh, I've heard of them, but I didn't know if they'd be wrong.
See, before cars, they used to, like, go on horseback or buggy or something like that. And they had quite a bit to travel sometimes.
Yeah.
But, I think the last one I heard of was, now I think Chapin and Henderson are together. But at that time, when I was going to Methodist Church in Oakley, Mr. Murray had the three churches to go to. Kept him busy. Yeah. Kept him out of mischief.
So, who was that, Mr. Merton? What's his full name?
George Merton.
George Merton. Okay.
He's a husband of the woman, that older woman that used to come to church once in a while with me, that Mrs. Merton that I mentioned.
I think so. Yeah. So there wasn't any meetings of different denominations at that time? Or
you mean like
Baptists and Methodists and Wesleyan?
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer that, but I'm not sure whether the when one church had, of course in Brant they only had the Methodist church. St. Charles had 3 or 4 different churches. We only had the 2. We only had the 3 after we started our Barbara Thompson church there.
Any other memories, like whenever somebody did something to the teacher in Sunday school?
No, they didn't pull any pranks. Teachers were usually quite strict with the pupils, and at that time, what the teacher said was law, so to speak. And we usually had children under control pretty good, and we didn't play pranks or anything like that I remember. Some of them might have, but I don't remember it myself. I don't think we even had special parties for our teachers or anything like that. So I don't remember even buying Christmas gifts for them. Of course, we couldn't afford it. I don't think people did that back in those days.
That was during the Depression.
Before that, things were still sort of slow. Kids was getting ready for the break even then.
So, mostly money was the problem all the time.
Pardon?
Mostly money was the financial problems in the church.
Yeah, that was about the biggest one because, people just didn't have the money, and so they would bring groceries or they had gardens, they'd help out with their produce for the garden, or if they had fruit trees, they'd help out with fruit. If they had chickens, they'd give them the chickens to help. I remember my mother, we always had chickens, and so always on Sunday we had chicken for dinner. Well, Mr. Merton that I've talked about, he finally admitted one day to my mother that he didn't like chicken, and she said, well, why didn't you tell me that? Because we would have them over for dinner quite often. He said, well, he understood that we had them, and that was about all we could afford, so he just didn't say anything. But after that, my mother always had something else for when he came over. I still like chicken. We had a lot, but I liked it. I still like chicken.
So did you ever hear of the Father Coughlin?
I've heard of him, but we never paid much attention to him. My thoughts and his views were sort of radical, but I don't remember that much about him. So.
I guess thank you for letting me interview you, I guess.
I hope that what I've said has been
helpful. It's very helpful.
So I've enjoyed it. I really didn't know to expect or anything. So I said, I hope we have your questions all made out.
Yeah.
Because I've never been interviewed before either.